The Fed has been easing back on the monetary base since summer of 2014.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
When we hear about the Federal Reserve's actions of late, it's almost exclusively about federal funds rate. That is, the rate that the Fed charges for overnight loans. And while it is important, it does not rank the first or even the second among the Fed's arsenal of financial tools impacting the economy. The Fed's use of its multitude of tools to influence the economy is reflected in changes in the monetary base, which directly affects the supply of money in circulation in the economy. By late 2007, at the beginning of the Great Recession, the Fed started reducing the federal funds. But then it fell well behind the eight ball. As banks' unborrowed reserves disappeared, the Fed's most effective response was to change the definition of unborrowed reserves so as to minimize the size of the decline. It was eventually by September 2008 when the realization came about that this is not just a financial crisis, but a major economic crash. From then on, the Fed was totally on board, doubling the monetary base inside of 9 months and continuing to rapidly increase it through most of 2010. The stock market started its rebound from the crash in spring of 2009 and continued to rise rapidly. In early 2010, the Fed decided to ease back and slightly reduce the monetary base. The stock market obliged by also dropping. The Fed then again went back to pumping money into the system. The market followed suit by rising rapidly. This apparent market dependency was repeated again when the Fed reduced the monetary base in 2011. The aggressive quantitative easing policy of the Fed in 2013-2014 expanded the monetary base by another 60%. And of course, the stock market rose by almost 40% during the same period. The Fed, well before raising its federal funds rate last December, started to reduce monetary base back in September of 2014. Reducing the monetary base by 8% as of the end of January. Interestingly enough, Dow Jones Industrial Average, which peaked in November 2014, has also lost about 8% of its value as of end of January 2016. This, of course, an oversimplification. It clearly shows an unintended consequence of the aggressive quantitative easing policy. The Fed assumed that if it pushes up the stock market, the wealth effect will create its own momentum and the market will continue to rise on its own. And despite the fact that each time the Fed even talked about reducing direct injection of money, the stock market dropped, the Fed continued to feed the dependency. This is nothing like the way it used to be before the recession. As the Fed is now trying to move toward more normalization of monetary policy, the market will continue to go through withdrawal pains. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.